This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Nearly a quarter of Coloradans are due for their third dose of the COVID vaccine. State health officials say those who get the booster are 12 times less likely to be hospitalized and 56 times less likely to die. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Hurley, he says nearly 30% of Coloradans over 65 have not gotten a booster, the age group most at risk of getting COVID. She calls the shot the best way to prevent severe disease outcomes. For the second time this week, a large crowd demonstrated at a closed-door school board meeting in Mesa County's largest district. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
The demonstrations were in response to the conservative-led school board's recent announcement that legal counsel would help it review several administrators' contracts, including the incoming superintendents. The board says it does not intend to fire anyone, but community member Maria Perez Chavez still worries about the future.
I feel like they're using language that says, like, today they're not going to, and yesterday they weren't going to, but who knows about the next meeting and the next.
Perez Chavez is especially concerned with keeping the district's director of equity and inclusion and says it's important for her little sister, who's primarily Spanish-speaking and has Down syndrome. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Partly cloudy along the Front Range and the Western Slope tonight, mostly cloudy in the mountains, and there's a chance of snow showers tomorrow along the Front Range. It is going to be colder on Friday. This is CPR News.